A wonderful blessed Sabbath to all our dear families and those that are listening on the phone. Blessed Sabbath to everyone and welcome. We are going to begin the Children's Sabbath School Lesson number 45 on this day, October 12, 2013. We will begin with our opening song. It's taken from the hymn book number 394. The name of the song is Far From All Cares.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Far from all care, we hailed the Sabbath morning, our waving fields in from the distant sea. Swell notes of praise and harmony resounding, as the creation turns our heart to thee. Though men alone, Lord of thy great creation, fails now to laud thee for thy loving power. Yet still a remnant love thee and remember thy holy law and its sweet Sabbath thou. Lord of the Sabbath, Savior and Creator, calm now the throbbings of its troubled breast. Speak to our hearts the peace of thy commandments. Breathe on it so fair-heed and hallowed rest. Strong in thy might, in quiet in thy meekness, may we thine image bear from thee today. Then may we enter pearly gates eternal and sing redemption's song each Sabbath day.
Praise the Lord. What a beautiful praise to our Lord. We have come to the opening of our children's study with open prayer. If any one of the Bear family or little ones would like to have opening prayer, bubble off.
Father God, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for all you give us. Bless everybody with a happy Sabbath. Bless everybody that's on the chat room today. Let us enjoy a happy reading today. And let us listen to the Spirit of God and let everybody be safe. Whoever is sick, care for them. And who is not on chat room, just care for them too. And thank you for one for the day. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. What a beautiful prayer, dear little brother Azariah. We are reading from Desire of Ages, Chapter 3, The Fullness of Time, Part 2, October 12, 2013. And the scripture of the study today is taken from Acts 3:22 from the King James Version. And it reads, "For Moses truly said unto the Father, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. In him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you." Now, this week, boys and girls, we will continue part two of our study in the fullness of time. If any one of the Bear family would like to take the following scripture, Kabbalah.
Isaiah 61, 1 and 2. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek, and he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to claim liberty to the captive, and to open the prison to them that are bound.
Verse 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn.
Amen.
Verse 2, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joyful mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified.
Peace shall not fail, nor be the short, till he has set judgment in the earth, and the isle shall wait for his law. Amen.
Praise the Lord. So let's continue our book, Desire Ages, chapter 3. We will be covering the pages 34 to 36. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 34. Among the Jews, there were yet steadfast souls, descendants of that holy line through whom a knowledge of God has been preserved. These still looked for the hope of the promise made unto the fathers. They strengthened their faith by dwelling upon the assurance given through Moses. A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. Acts 3:22.
Desire Ages, page 34. Among again, they read how the Lord would anoint one to perish,
preach
good tidings unto the meek, to die, bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to declare the acceptable year of the Lord.
Isaiah 61.
1-2.
They read how he would set judgment in the earth, how the isle should wait for his law, how the Gentiles should come to his light, and kings to the brightness of his rising. Isaiah 42, 4, 60, and 3. Desire of Ages, page 34, paragraph 2.
Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What good tidings did the Lord's anointed one preach unto the meek, and what did they read he will do? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is to bind up the broken heart, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to declare the acceptable year of the Lord. And he would set judgment in the earth, how the isles should wait for his law, how the Gentiles should come to his light, and king to the brightness of his rising.
Praise the Lord. So let's learn a beautiful memory verse song, dear ones.
For Moses truly said unto the fathers, the prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you a good brethren, like unto me. Him shall he hear in all things whatsoever he shall say. Shall the Lord your God raise up unto you a good brethren.
Praise the Lord. As we continue in our study from Desire of Ages, page 34, anyone of the family would like to take the following paragraph, bubble up.
Desires of Ages, page 34. The dying words of Jacob fill them with hope. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh came. Genesis 49:10. The warning power of Israel testified that the Messiah's coming was at hand. The prophecy of Daniel pictured the glory of his reign over the empire which shall succeed the earthly kingdom, and said the prophet, it shall stand forever. Daniel 2:44. While few understood the nature of Christ's mission, there was widespread expectations of a mighty prince who shall establish his kingdom of Israel and who shall come as a deliverer to the nation.
Desire of Ages, page 34. The fullness of the time had come. Humanity became more degraded through ages of transgression, called for the coming of the Redeemer. Satan had been working to make the gulf deep and impassable between earth and and heaven. By his falsehood, he had emboldened men in sin. It was his purpose to wear out the forbearance of God and to extinguish his love for man, so that he would abandon the world to satanic jurisdiction.
Desire of Ages, page 35. Satan was seeking to shut out from men. I know a knowledge of God to turn their attention from the temple of God and to establish his own kingdom, his strife of before supremacy had seemed to be almost wholly successful. It is true that in every generation God had his agencies, among the heathen, there were men through whom Christ was working to uplift the people from their sin and degradation. But these men were despised and hated. Many of them suffered a violent death. The dark shadows that Satan had cast over the world grew deeper and deeper. Amen.
Desire of Ages, 35, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. Great job, little one. Boys and girls, how long did the prophet Daniel say the kingdom of Christ shall stand? And what was Satan seeking to shut out from man? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, buckle up.
It shall stand forever.
And he
shall out for knowledge
of
God.
To turn their attention.
From the temple
of God.
Of God. And establish his own kingdom.
So let us learn another scripture song, dear one. It's taken from Genesis 49, verse 10.
The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come and all to me shall the gathering of the people be. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come and all to him shall the gathering of the people be.
Lord. So let us continue our reading, taken from Desire Ages 30-35. Any one of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph over love.
Desire of Ages, page 35. Through heathenism, Satan had for ages turned men away from God, but he won his great triumph in perverting the faith of Israel. By contemplating and worshiping their own conceptions, the heathen had lost the knowledge of God and had become more and more corrupt. So it was with Israel. The principle that man can save himself by his own works lay at the foundation of every heathen religion. It had now become the principle of the Jewish religion. Satan had implanted this principle. Wherever is hell, men have no barrier against sin. This is Desire of Ages, page 35, paragraph 2. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 36. The message of salvation is communicated to men through human agencies. But the Jews sought to make a monopoly of the truth, which is eternal life. They had hoarded the living manna, and it had turned to corruption. The religion which they tried to shut up to themselves became an offense. They robbed God of his glory and defrauded the world by a counterfeit of the gospel. They had refused to surrender themselves to God for the salvation of the world, and they became agents of Satan for its destruction.
Amen. So we come to the last question of our study, little ones. Boys and girls, when was the principle that man can save himself by his own work life, and who implanted this principle? If you know the answer to this question, little ones, bubble up.
The answer is at the foundation of every human religion, as Satan implanted this principle as it is held, men have no barrier against sin.
Let's learn one more memory verse song, dear one.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. If the next family would like to take the next paragraph from Desire Ages, page 36, voila.
Desire Ages, page 36. The people whom God had called to be the pillar and ground of the truth had become representatives of Satan. They were doing the work that he desired them to do, taking a course to misrepresent the character of God and cause the world to look upon him as a tyrant. The very priests who ministered in the temple had lost sight of the significance of the service they performed.
The Zach Ages, page 36. They had ceased to look beyond the simple to the things signified in presenting the sacrificial offering. They were as actors in a play. The ornate which God himself had appointed who were made the means the blinding the men mind in hardening the heart. God could do no more for men through those these channels. The whole system must be spared,
swept away.
I want to read it again. So the Desire of Ages, page 36, goes on to say that they had ceased to look beyond the symbol to the thing signified. In presenting the sacrificial offering, they were as actors in a play. The ordinances which God himself had appointed were made the means of blinding the mind and hardening the heart. God could do no more for man through these channels. The whole system must be swept away. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Little ones, everyone that God called for the purpose of his kingdom to be able to work out the salvation of many, we all have a responsibility. Just as we see in the picture, that the sanctuary of old was basically a lesson in school for us to understand what Jesus was going to do in the future and what he's doing right now. So whenever men get involved in stopping divine wisdom so we can be able to give the gospel to many, they have made God to be misrepresented, just like today. Men of responsibility have the ability to teach the people to know about God, but they're doing the same mistake. And just like the past, the whole system must be swept away. That's why the Lord is saying, come out of her, my people, and be not partakers of the sin, and you will receive not of the clay. So, dear ones, if you have any questions, ask your mommy and your daddy and come back and we could be able to discuss and share with us what you have learned from the Word of God. Next week, we will continue part 3 of our study in the fullness of time. We have come to the closing of our Sabbath school lesson. Any one of the dear ones would like to take closing prayer, blah, blah, blah.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful day. I just thank you for all that you give us in this wonderful Sabbath, and thank you for this open prayer and this closing prayer, and dear Heavenly Father, amen.
So for those that are listening on the phone and those that will be listening to be recorded in the future, next Sabbath, Chapter 3, The Fullness of Time, Part 3. That will be held October 19, 2013. So if anyone have any questions, please feel free to be able to ask that we have our brothers here that will be able to bring a little bit of wisdom to all those questions. So children, Lesson 45, Part 2, has activities where we have made up so you can be able to continue the rest of your Sabbath school lesson, learning new words, and also having a little bit of familiarity of what you have learned today. May you have a blessed rest of the day. And for those that came in new and they are visiting, welcome. May you have a blessed rest of the day. God bless everyone.